Many voters in northern and central Wisconsin are still digesting the news that their congressman for the last 41 years, Democrat David Obie, is retiring. Obie is an icon in Wisconsin, known as a fighter for progressive causes. He chairs the powerful Appropriations Committee and brings plenty of federal funding back home to Wisconsin's 7th District. But there are signs the district is changing, and with Obie out of the race, some say Republicans could pick up this seat in November. NPR's David Shaper reports.
I'm not sure what Congressman David Obie's shoe size is, but from what many of his constituents say, it's huge.
Oh, those are big shoes to fill. Big shoes. He did so much for our district.
Mary Beth Onde, a retired school teacher from Stevens Point, shares the sentiments of many in northern and central Wisconsin who will miss the congressman many here simply call Dave.
I would have been very happy to have Dave in there for another 10 or 15 years.
In fact, it's hard to find anyone at this meeting of the Portage County Historical Society in downtown Stevens Point to say anything bad about Obie.
I think he's done an awful lot of good.
Retiree Laura Smithback says it's not just the buildings, highways, parks, and other things Obie helped fund that she appreciates, but that Obie really tried to use government to help people in need. Retired teacher Anton Onde says he's looking for Obie's successor to have similar qualities.
Energetic, young, progressive, if you build the La Follette tradition of Wisconsin, that's what we should be sending to Washington in from the district.
That progressive, populist La Follette tradition in Wisconsin is named for Fighting Bob La Follette, a Republican governor and senator from a century ago. In the 1960s, New Deal Great Society Democrats like Obie adopted that progressivism. And the spirit remains alive and well in this part of Wisconsin among some voters who still trust government to provide infrastructure and help those in need. But others here are reevaluating the role of government in the wake of Obie's retirement. Stevens Point Fire Chief John Zinda.
The mood of the country is definite change. So, and change sometimes can be good.
And the desire for change seems to be growing, especially further north in the district. At the Rhinelander Cafe and Pub in downtown Rhinelander, retired banker Bill Meisel calls Obie's decision to retire wonderful.
I didn't like him. Spends too much money. Our money.
Meisel says he senses a change happening among his northern Wisconsin neighbors who used to support candidates promising big projects and programs.
I think the majority of people up here are independent thinkers. I think that's good. I think they're tired of all of the reckless and foolish spending that's going on in Washington and in Madison.
Hey, first of all, thank you guys all for coming out.
Republican Sean Duffy is hoping to capitalize on that move. As he opened a new campaign headquarters in the Democratic-leaning city of Wausau, Duffy said getting Obie out of office is only half of the battle.
We need to have our principled congressman go there to do the heavy lifting to actually balance our budget, reduce the size of government, and that's what I'm going to do.
This 38-year-old father of six is district attorney in Ashland County and the leading Republican seeking Obie's seat, and he has an interesting background. He was in the cast of MTV's The Real World Boston in the late 90s and is a world champion lumberjack competitor. Democrats, who were caught off guard by Obie's retirement announcement, quickly coalesced around an experienced and well-known state senator, 39-year-old Julie Lossa. President Obama carried this district by 14 points. John Kerry and Al Gore won the district as well. And the majority of its state lawmakers are Democrats. But University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point political scientist Dennis Riley says voters in northern and central Wisconsin seem to be drifting away from Obie's brand of liberalism.
I really don't believe he could have been beaten, but I think the district is transforming, and it's up for grabs.
And it will be transforming without David Obie. David Shaper, NPR News.